Islam is the way of life. Islam is the complete way of life. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the complete way of life. Islam is the complete way of life. Is the complete way of life.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dearest Madani Channel viewers, welcome to our series. And today's topic, we're discussing about simple living, how to live a simple life. Before we proceed with our discourse, let us hear about the significance and importance of sending Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It comes out from one narration of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if a person out of love, devotion and esteem, affection for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he merely read or send a single Durood Sharif in honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the reward and significance for this just single Durood Sharif? Our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated, Allah azza wa jal will shower him with 10 virtues, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The niyat of a believer is even greater than his own action. So, let us begin by making good intention, righteous intention, that we are watching and listening to this discourse, insha'Allah, from the very beginning till to the end, with the view and with the aspiration that we will derive maximum benefit for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and as well as to gain reward from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, as well as pass on to others the knowledge that we will acquire, insha'Allah. And in this way, may Allah Azza wa Jalla make it easy for us, and I too make a good intention that I deliver this discourse for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So as we have stated, that our discourse is pertaining to how to live a simple life. Now, we find that to a very large extent, when we look at the ummah of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when one observes and looks and try to weigh in the direction in which this nation of Islam, this current generation of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is heading to, and when one looks at the conflict with which we ourselves are facing in terms of not adhering and not trying our level best to follow the Sunnah way and the beautiful system of life or simple life of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find that we are faced with many problems. What was the type of life that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived? What was the way in which our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was his lifestyle in terms of his approach towards having a life in this dunya? Now, on one hand, when we look at how complicated lives that we live, on one hand, when we look at ourselves, how we ourselves indulge so much in luxuries, and on daily basis, we ourselves, the effort, the hardship is merely focused on how much more of material things, how much more of worldly things that I must fill myself with, I must acquire, I must have in my life. And we think these worldly luxuries and things bring us, it is the things that gives us happiness, it is the things that give us joy. But when we look and study the lifestyle of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we understand that the simple life is what matters in as far as gaining the qurb, the closeness to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So, when we look at ourselves, in today's time, the Ummah is facing many, many hardships. The Ummah today is facing many obstacles. The Ummah today is facing a lot of challenges in terms of how to look after our families, in terms of how to maintain good relationship with our parents, in terms of how do we maintain that blood relationship with our relatives, with our kith and kin, in terms of how to maintain that good neighborly relationship that we're supposed to have. It is all because our focus and goal in life is that we are living and we are leading a life that is so complicated, because our goal is to become like the rest of the world, indulging ourselves in so much of that life of luxuries and focusing only on the worldly material things. So our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he himself, he led a very simple life, and he had a very simple life to an extent that the belongings that he had were few things that were countable. And this, it was by choice. It was not because he could not afford. So you find that today we ourselves are facing many obstacles. We ourselves today, we are facing lot of challenges because the manner in which how we live our lives. It is because we have complicated life. Everything that we do, it is all about, I must acquire that luxury, I must have that comfort, I must have this and that. It is all focused on how much of material things we have in abundance. So if one becomes contented with the risk of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, not hankering after so much of material things, then one would find that things will be sufficient for us and will be satisfied with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So today we're facing so many problems. When you look around us, there's so many fights. Even in our own community, we cannot solve our problems because everything is all about competition. As everything has been focused on competition, likewise, also in terms of authority, in terms of influence, the ones that have more wealth tend to be the ones that are looked up to and tend to be the ones that are admired. And the ones that have knowledge, the ones that have piety, tend to be the ones that are looked down upon because they don't have many material things with them. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he warned us that the love of this dunya, it intoxicates many people, and it is because of intoxication of the love of this dunya and material things that you find life becomes complicated. In today's time, when we look at ourselves, we find that many of the problems that we are facing are as a result that we ourselves, we have shifted our focus and goal. Now, beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has already taught us that nobody will die or nobody will leave this world until every single thing that is supposed to be in taqdeer, he's supposed to have in terms of sustenance, he has acquired it, or if it is a morsel of food, he has eaten up that food. So the problem we're facing is because we are leading and living life that is very complicated. So if we ourselves, we need to come out of the problems that we are facing. If the aim is that we ourselves, that we want to find solution to the problems that we have today, we have to become an ummah that is blinded to its objective of not focusing on the dunya, but focusing on the akhirah. In today's time, each one is trying to outdo the other. Each one is trying their level best to get credit or to put themselves into debt just simply because we want to live the life like the everybody else in this world. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawat Islami is a Madani revolution and is working tirelessly to try and educate us that the focus should not be about how complicated, how much of material things we need to acquire in this life, but the focus should be on how can we improve our life and live a simple life and try as much as possible that if we make our life simple, it will be easier for us to be connected to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. It will be simple for us to love Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, as we mentioned this, it is only if ourselves make that good intention. What intention? That my whole life, I must strive to rectify myself and the people of the entire world. And how do I rectify myself? I must rectify myself being in that company of people whose focus and whose goal in life is not about to accumulate more wealth and live a life that is complicated and life that is more focused on so many material things, but a life that is simple, which enables me to connect very easily to my Allah and my beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, if we ourselves try our level best to acquaint ourselves with this beautiful Madani movement, Madani revolution, and we ourselves try to participate in many programs and attend the programs that are taking place in our own locality, in our areas, that are there to inspire us, we will find that our focus and shift and understanding of what life is all about will change. And we will try our level best to live and to have a simple life. And it is only through having a simple life that you find it becomes easy for you to connect to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Problems come when we ourselves, we are leading a life that is complicated, and that we ourselves, we so much involved in acquiring material things, then you find that it becomes difficult for us even to make effort to acquire knowledge. It becomes even difficult for us to even make an effort to try and change ourselves. It becomes a huge challenge for us to even become regular in attending Salah with the Jama'ah, because it is when our focus is mainly to acquire the world and material things, then it is so difficult for us to become closer to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So the significance of life is not that we should have a difficult life, but we ourselves have made life difficult for ourselves. And you find that it is because of the deals that we indulge ourselves in, which are not permissible in Sharia, we end up getting involved in matters that take away our dunya, our deen, and also it enables us and our families to be far away from deen. If we ourselves try our level best to ensure that we live a simple life, then life becomes much easier. Then you find the challenges that we face in terms of having to be focused in terms of our goal of preparing ourselves for the life hereafter, for the life in the grave will be much easier, and you will find that life itself, it will be not a difficult challenge. Remember, Allah Azza wa Jalla has sent us in this world, and in this world we are there to be tested by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. And it is that we have to survive this test of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, and we have to succeed and to become successful in this test. And remember, we are the ones that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal love, because our deen is the one that Allah Azza wa Jal has chosen. And it is our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam who is the most beloved of the entire creation of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah Azza wa Jal has sent him to us and the entire world as mercy to the entire world and everything. So as such, in order for us to benefit from this, we have to be close to the standard of living which our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has laid for us, and what the Sharia teaches us to do. And it is only if we ourselves follow a system. And now, to follow a system and to be disciplined, you need to be in the company of those that do good. And it is only by having that company, that good company, and being acquainted with people that are pious and righteous, that our focus will change as well. So we make dua, humble dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us, Allah Azza wa Jal enable us that we live a simple life, Allah Azza wa Jal make it easy that our approach to life is one that is simple and the one that will be liked by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Ameen, bijahi Nabil Ameen wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Islam is the way of life. Islam is the complete way of life. Islam is the way of life. Islam